We started something new. Marcus mentioned it. We started something new this last Wednesday. If you have never given a Bible study, or if you want to, but you're kind of scared because, you know, sometimes you're scared that someone might ask a question that you don't know how to answer, or maybe you're still in that comfort zone. Come on Wednesdays. We started talking about the basics of the Bible. So the Bible itself, this next Wednesday, we're going to continue talking about the Bible. But just so you have a notion, you know, an idea of what's going on, we're going to talk about the Bible. We're going to talk about creation. We're going to talk about the origin of evil. Where did sin come from? You know, we talk about all this stuff, evil, sin, Satan, and all that. Well, where did that come from? What idea is that? So these are the things that we're going to be talking about on Wednesdays. What is good about Wednesday is that we have, our group isn't so big that everyone that wants to can participate and can, you know, come and be a part of the fellowship. So don't miss out. Wednesdays at 6:30. And the other thing, I don't really remember what it was. I'm not getting old. The bulletin. That's why I have my wife right there to remind me of things. And I hadn't even told her, so you know, Sintony right there. Sintony. I don't even know if that works in English. But in any case, you have, I'm not going to read it today, all right? I was already called out on that. But you have on the other side of your bulletin, you have a small devotional, all right? The name is Man Proposes, But God Disposes. So I want you to, if you haven't read that yet, you don't have to read it now, but tonight for Vespers, for worship, to close the Sabbath, all right, read this. You with your family, talk about it, say a word of prayer, and that will have been right there a good way to close your Sabbath. All right? That good?
Amen.
Amen. Let's start today's message. I was thinking about what I could talk about today, and there is a subject that I find very interesting in the Bible. Before we start, I'd like to say a word of prayer. So close your eyes. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all of your blessings. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us to your home. I know that we have some visitors today. We have people that have come all their lives. There may be people coming that aren't that right with you right now, or I don't know, are frustrated in life. Or Lord, you know where our hearts are at right now. But I know that even though the message is one, you have this mysterious way of ministering, Lord, for everyone through the same words. Thank you, Father, for ministering also to me through your word. Lord, as we open the Bible and as we talk about you, please fill us up. Please comfort us. Please give us purpose. Please give us meaning. Show us the right way. In Jesus' name, amen. We do not have any graphic representations of Jesus' face. We don't know what he looked like. You know, sometimes you'll see pictures such as this one, paintings, you'll see movies, books, some kind of representation, some kind of graphic image of what some people might artistically imagine that he looked like. But the fact is that we have no idea. We don't know what he looked like. There are some, there have been found some representations of Jesus in the Roman catacombs, Roman empires. But other than that, there's nothing in ancient art, literature, nothing that truly informs us as to what Jesus actually looked like. There are no photographs, no oil paintings, nothing that helps us visualize Jesus Christ. During the Middle Ages, a letter started going around Europe, and it was attributed to this Roman senator called Publio Lentulus. And according to tradition, Lentulus had sent this letter to Tiberius Caesar, describing the moral and physical aspects of Jesus Christ. And the letter says something around the lines of this. Lentulus, the governor of the Jerusalemites, to the Roman Senate and people. Greetings. There has appeared in our times, and there still lives, a man of great power called Jesus Christ. The people call him prophet of truth. His disciples call him the Son of God. He raises the dead. He heals infirmities. He is a man of medium size. He has a venerable aspect, and his beholders can both fear and love him. His hair is of the color of ripe hazelnut, straight down to the ears, but below the ears, wavy and curled, with a bluish and bright reflection flowing over his shoulders. It is parted in two on the top of his head. Sorry, brownish and bright reflection. Bluish wouldn't make sense. His brow with smooth, his hair is parted in two on the top of his head after the pattern of the Nazarenes. His brow is smooth and very cheerful, with a face without wrinkle or spot, embellished by slightly reddish complexion. His nose and mouth are faultless. His beard is abundant, of the color of his hair, not long, but divided at the chin, also in the way of the Nazarenes. His aspect is simple and mature. His eyes are changeable and bright. He is terrible in his reprimands, sweet and amiable in his admonitions, cheerful without loss of gravity. He was never known to laugh, but often to weep. His stature is straight. His hands and arms are beautiful to behold. His conversation is grave and infrequent and modest. He is the most beautiful among the children of men. And at the end, it is signed Publio Lentulus, representative senator of Judea. And it said that this document was found by the Duke Cesadini of Rome. Of course, this is a legend. It's a myth. It's a medieval fabrication. There are no records of this letter circulating before the 15th century. The fact remains that we do not have any genuine artistic representation of Jesus. We truly don't know the outline of his face, the length or the color of his eyes, the color of his hair. We don't know this. Sometimes we have an image like this in our minds, but this is more a European Jesus, and this is probably what Jesus did not.